On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
It is PG-13 in our theater,
so I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars. I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again, and I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. Today, we're going to be reviewing the film Tenet. Tenet came out on September 3rd, 2020, and is an action sci-fi film. The rating is PG-13, and the runtime is 2 hours and 30 minutes. The director is Christopher Nolan, who's also directed such films as Interstellar and Inception, just to name a few. Starring in the film is John David Washington, who plays the protagonist. You'd recognize John from such films as The Black Klansman, where he played Ron Stallworth, or the TV series Ballers, where he plays Ricky Jarrett. We also have Robert Pattinson, who portrays Neil. You'd recognize Robert from films like The Lighthouse, where he played Thomas Howard, or any of the Twilight films, where he played Edward Cullen. We also have Kenneth Branagh, who plays Andre Sater. You'd recognize Kenneth from Murder on the Orient Express, where he played Hercule Poirot, as well as the film Dunkirk, another one of Chris Nolan's films, where he played Commander Bolton. We also have Elizabeth Debicki, who plays Kat. You'd recognize Elizabeth from The Great Gatsby, where she played Jordan Baker, as well as the film Guardians of the Galaxy, where she played Aisha. The plot of the film is armed with only one word, Tenet, and fighting for the survival of the world, a protagonist journeys through a twilight world of international espionage on a mission that will unfold into something beyond our comprehension of real time.
All I have for you is a word. It'll open the right doors, some of the wrong ones too. Use it carefully.
To do what I do, I need some idea of the threat we face.
As I understand it, we're trying to prevent World War III.
I'm not saying Armageddon here.
No. Something worse.
I gather you have an interest in a certain Russian national.
Why don't you bring me in?
You really want to know?
He can communicate with the future.
Time travel?
No. Inversion.
Name it and pull the trigger. You're not shooting the bullet, you're catching it.
Whoa.
Well, I've seen too much.
Well, we'll try and keep up.
Your duty transcends national interests. This is about survival.
It seems bold.
Bold, I'm fine with. I thought you were going to say nuts.
Where our worlds collide.
How would you like to die?
Old.
You chose the wrong profession.
Well, that's from here.
Hasn't happened yet.
There are people in the future who need us. We need a tenant.
We need to save them here and now.
This reversing the flow of time doesn't us being here now mean it never happened. You want to crash a plane,
but not from the air. That was so dramatic.
Well, how big a plane?
That part is a little dramatic.
All right, that was the trailer for the film Tenet. So let's jump right into the review. To start out with, I was quite worried to see the movie because I had already seen a couple of mixed reviews, some of which said that they had spent too much time trying to explain how the time function works in the film, and others saying it was too confusing, and finally others just saying that it was a great film. So I wasn't sure what I was going to take away from the film. Not only that, but it's also 2.5 hours long. So if the movie's bad, that means that I'm just sitting there suffering for that much longer. But I prepped going in, had a big old tub of popcorn, and a large drink, so fingers were crossed when I went in. Now, before we do dive completely in, I would like to point out that Chris Nolan has a knack for making people think about what's going on in the film. To some, this can take away from just being able to enjoy it. After all, we kind of go to the movies most of the time just to get to take a trip away from everything else, right? So having to sit there and try to think through something and all you want to do is just kind of be mind-numbed, if you will. Sometimes Chris Nolan's films don't really do that. So being frustrated over wrapping your head around the film can make it not as much fun to enjoy. Now, both Inception and Interstellar had audiences walking away with this kind of in mind. How does time travel work in Interstellar? How does that make sense? And how were they able to be, or how were they in a dream that was in a dream, that was again in another dream, in an Inception? Was he still in a dream? Did the top actually fall? Hopefully those questions make sense. But you see where I'm going with it. Audiences get frustrated because there may not be a full grasp of what's going on. So I bring this up because if we haven't learned by now, he likes to make us think. He likes the audience to go outside of that regular box that we're all constantly in, which I do. I don't want to say I love, I respect. As long as we don't go too far outside of that box. I think in this case, Chris got a little too close to those lines of that box. Or too far outside of the box, I guess is a better way to put it. To a point where, there are already many videos out there explaining how the time travel works, and the movie, was just out for the weekend. I'm going to be honest, there is a portion of the film where John David Washington's character has to go to be essentially trained on how the time travel works, or in this case inversion, and after explaining it, she tells him not to try to understand it but just feel it. And this is after a pretty decent explanation of how it works, at which point a demonstration is done and John David Washington simply responds with instinct. Okay, I say this because you as the audience are going to get a pretty basic explanation. And like most of us do, we try to think it through so thoroughly that we try to kind of find plot holes in the story. Much in the way that John David Washington tries to argue, what about fate? If this is going on, where does fate exist? At which point she simply tells him to, like I said, feel it. I think this is Chris's way of saying, look, I've explained a cool idea, and instead of sitting through the film trying to figure it all out and all the different ways that it wouldn't work or it would work, why not just sit back and enjoy my story, right? I say that because we've talked about this for a sec. I think if you do this, you will enjoy the movie much more than if you try to figure out if what's going on works with the rules as they were explained to you. I will admit, I'm guilty. I myself spent some time trying to figure out some of it, and at one point just figured, who cares? I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to enjoy the film. And as I did that, I found that it was more enjoyable, and I just took things as they happened instead of trying to think through it, which I think made it better. Furthermore, I think Chris does this for rewatch value. Because I will be honest, I do want to see the film again, and it's mainly to kind of spend more time figuring out things as each thing happens, or how it works out with the science, right? So here I'm telling you, don't spend your time doing that. Sit back and enjoy the movie. Now I'm telling you I want to watch it again so I can. And I think that's really the best approach. Enjoy it for what it's worth, right? I like to think of it as like, you know, I know some gamers, and they'll tell me that they'll go through the easy campaign just to enjoy it. What's the story? What happens? And now that I know what's going on and that I've beaten the game and I have that satisfaction, then they like to go back through and figure everything out and find every treasure and find every accomplishment. And I think that's what Chris kind of does with his films, is he hopes that you go and you just take it for what it is, right? And then you'll go see it again, but this time you're trying to figure out those things. You're trying to see those little nuances in the film that kind of gives a nod somewhere else, but also helps expand your understanding of what's going on. So that's just my theory on that. The movie itself is action-packed. It has some great visual effects. I would say that maybe the music or the score in the film is just a little too loud. And I had read some reviews that that Chris does like to do very loud music during points of intensity. And I will say that that is here. But that part didn't bother me. But I did find at times, sometimes it was hard to hear the dialogue in the movie because either the music was too loud or too high as they were trying to talk, or, and I hate to even bring this up because of the Bane issue in Batman with his face mask, but when their faces are covered in face masks, it's hard to hear them. And here we're not getting that completely clear Bane talk like we did in Batman, but it is muffled. And the thing is with Nolan's films, there's often dialogue that is given, and if you miss it, you tend to miss aha moments later in the film. So, you know, being able to enjoy what was spent so long to write, I feel like we need to hear that. It's not a huge issue, so maybe, you know, I don't want to dwell on it too much, but I did notice it a couple times in the film where I was like, what did he say? And I realize it's because the music, the background music, was too loud. Or, like I said, or it was a combination of both, muffled with the face mask and the music. I really liked the film. I was worried I wouldn't, and maybe that helped. Even Robert Pattinson is good, which I wasn't sure about, but after his performance in The Lighthouse, I've been wanting to give him more of a chance, especially since he'll be the new Batman. So, of course, you know, I wanted to see how he would do. Now, the other thing we have to mention is, as of the recording of this podcast, it also has been reported that Robert has been diagnosed with COVID. So production on that film has been halted, and hopefully he's recovering well. Now, although the movie is 2.5 hours long, I didn't feel it was that long. In fact, there are points in the film that you get a sense are kind of glossed over, and I feel like that there could have been more expansion. If I'm being honest, it does feel like your brain is kind of going through a little bit of a training course, because you're kind of you're seeing it and you're getting it and it'll make sense when you see it. But so as things are happening and you're trying to grasp those moments, and then the scene's over, you're kind of left wanting, which I guess is a good thing, right? But this also leads me to believe that there could be a director's cut of the film that we may see, like, on the Blu-ray release, or, you know, deleted scenes or something along those lines, where maybe there is expansion. Or hopefully, you know, it would be one thing that I would, I do believe will be there. And then finally, the only other thing I will say is that although the film is called Tenet, I think it should have been called Inversion or Inverted, mainly because the word Tenet doesn't really make sense, unless, of course, you Google the word Tenet and find out that there's something called a Seder square. And if you know what that is already, then a light bulb probably just went off in your head, I'm sure. If you don't know what that is, I'm gonna hold off on telling you and let you decide if you want to look it up and find out what it is. After you've seen the film, there's a good story out there that does explain kind of the relationship between the movie and this square, but that's all I'll say about that for now. That's completely at your discretion on how far you want to go with that. So that does conclude my review of the film Tenet. My rating on this film is a 3.5 out of 5. There is some rewatch value there, but I think after I've watched it maybe 2 or 3 times, I'm probably going to be done with it. Stingers during or after the credits, there are none, so when those credits start rolling, you are good to go. As always, guys, I do thank you for listening. I appreciate you being our audience. You know, it's nice to kind of get my reviews out there, my thoughts out there, and then have you guys kind of listen in. Means a lot. So as always, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. It is because of them we're available through Spotify, Overcast, Stitcher, and even Apple. So we thank them for that. This is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family, your friends, or just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.